有一次主耶稣要彼得到海边去钓鱼。
One time Jesus wanted Peter to go fish in a sea.
钓上来的那一条鱼把嘴巴打开，里头有一块银子。
And his instructions were if you were to fish that fish, inside there will be a coin inside the mouth.
主耶稣说可以做彼得跟他的缴税的银子。
And Jesus said this drachma will be something that will pay the taxes for Peter and for Jesus.
有一次主耶稣要彼得他们往水深的地方撒网。
Another time Jesus instructed Peter to cast the net into a deep part of the sea.
结果他们就捕到了一网的鱼。
And that night they gathered a big load of fish.
主耶稣可以祝福一个个人，让他能够蒙福，让他能够做出一些事情。
Jesus can bless an individual so that he can accomplish great tasks for him.
主耶稣更愿意来祝福一个团队，让他们能够完成更多更大的事情。
Jesus would like even more to bless one unified group to accomplish greater feats for him.
我们每个个人努力的来为主耶稣而活。
And every one of us strive to live for Christ.
不但这样子，我们也需要更多的弟兄姐妹，我们更需要集合每一个人来为主耶稣而活。
And we should also gather every one of our brothers and sisters together to live for Christ.
我们不只是要成为那一条钓鱼的线，我们更希望能够成为捕鱼的网。
We don't only want to be one fishing line, we want to be a fishing net.
当然一张网它可能是几万条的线编织而成的。
And the net that is cast could be made up of thousands of ropes intertwined together.
但是在现实里头我们人所组成的网倒不一定要这样成千上万。
But in the net of real people, it may not need tens of thousands of people in this net.
甚至两个人一组也能够被主耶稣被神来用。
Even a group as small as two could be used by the Lord to accomplish great tasks.
请看撒母耳记上十四章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记上十四章第六节。
First Samuel chapter 14 verse 6。
耶拿单对拿兵器的少年人说：“我们不如过到未受割礼人的皇营那里去，或者主为我们施展能力，因为神使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。”
First Samuel chapter 14 verse 6. Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, "Come, let us go over to the outposts of these uncircumcised fellows. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few."
当时腓利士人比以色列人强盛。
At that time, the Philistines were a lot stronger than the Israelites.
所以腓利士人再一次的要来攻打以色列人。
And so again, the Philistines were about to attack the Israelites.
但是两边的人，这个互相对立，都没有采取进一步的行动。
As they faced each other in a battlefront, no one started to move.
那继续拖下去的话，可能对以色列人是比较不利。
At this standstill, the longer they waited, the more negative it will be for the Israelites, probably.
但是以色列的国王扫罗他也没有下任何的命令。
But Saul did not send any orders.
扫罗的儿子耶拿单他觉得说不能够继续这样子等下去。
Jonathan, Saul's son, felt that it was probably not good for them to keep waiting.
所以他并没有向他的父亲来报告，他就想要采取一个行动。
And so without reporting to his father, Jonathan wanted to take action.
他对这个替他拿兵器的少年人说，我们到腓利士人的营地去。
Jonathan said to his armor bearer, let's go into the territory of the Philistines.
这是一件危险的的事情。
This is of course a very dangerous mission.
但是他们必须要有所行动。
But they must take some action.
那在这个时候 他对神有一个很强的信心。
At this time, Jonathan had a very strong faith in the Lord.
他相信让人得胜的 不一定在于人多或人少。
Jonathan felt that for them to be successful, it is not whether or not they had many or few in their number.
腓力士人很有可能是比这些以色列人的军队还要多。
It could be that the Philistines way outnumbered the Israelite army.
但是这个耶拿丹他相信神如果站，神如果帮助他们，他们能够胜过敌人。
But Jonathan truly believed that if the Lord was to help them, they could be victorious over their enemies.
第七节。
And verse 7.
拿兵器的对他说：“随你的心意行吧，你可以上去，我必跟随你，与你同心。”
Verse 7. Do all that you have in mind, his armor bearer said. Go ahead, I am with you, heart and soul.
这个少年人。他的信心也被建立起来。
This young armor bearer's faith was also brought up by Jonathan.
不但因为耶拿丹是他的主人，而更应该是他也有这个信心了。
Could be that not only because of the faith inspired by his master Jonathan, but also because he had faith himself.
他说：“我愿意跟随你，我要跟你同心。”
And the armor bearer said, "I'm willing to go with you, heart and soul."
这个就是神祝福他们的很重要的原因。
And so this is one of the greatest reasons why God blessed them.
他们两个人不但在一起，而且能够一起来工作。
Not only were the two united in working with God, but their hearts were the same.
虽然是两个人，他们就成为了一张被神所祝福的网。
Although there were two people, they became as if a net woven together.
请看，再看到23节。
Let's look at verse 23.
23节，那日神使以色列人得胜，一直到伯雅文。
Verse 23. So the Lord rescued Israel that day, and the battle moved on beyond Beth Avon.
因为这两个人同心来做一件事情。
Because these two were united in the same heart.
所以神就祝福这整个团体。
And therefore, God blessed the entire group.
所以他们不太可能得胜，就变成他们大大的得胜。
From a precarious position, they became victorious.
我们看到《使徒行传》里头这些初期的信徒，他们也是这样子。
We can see likewise in the early believers of the apostolic church.
他们在当时的社会里头。并不是人数最多的。
At the time in their society, they were not great in number.
他们在当时的社会里头也并不是受欢迎的。
The early believers were not welcome in their society.
但是他们所到的地方就在那个地方来造成一阵的惊讶跟震撼。
But wherever they went, they shook the world and amazed others with the miracles and wonders they brought with them.
因为主耶稣的救恩让他们在一起。
Because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, they were brought together.
因为他们认识了这个救恩的宝贵重要，他们不愿意离开这个团体。
Because they recognized the preciousness of this salvation and gospel, so they were not willing to leave this group.
不但这样子，他们也都努力的在一起工作。
Not only that, they all worked together, diligently for the Lord.
所以他们也就编织成那一片得到神祝福的网。
So the early believers also wove together a net that was blessed by the Lord.
我们来看一个例子，《使徒行传》十三章。
You can see another example in Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章第一节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1.
在安提亚的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼解的西面、古利奈人、路球，以分封之王西利同养的马念，并扫罗。
Acts 13:1 In the church in Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
这里提到几个人的名字，这几个人大概就是当时安提亚那个地区的。这个核心人物。
It could be that these several names mentioned here were the core group of Antioch of that time.
在每一个人的名字以外，都有一个还有一个很简单的描述。
beside each person's name, there was also a simple explanation.
这告诉我们他们有不同的背景，甚至是不同的种族。
The brief descriptions about their name show that every one of them came from a different background.
甚至他们是不同的种族。
Could be their different nationalities.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Verse 2. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them.
第三节，于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Verse 3. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
这是保罗、巴拿巴他们第一次传道旅行的开始。
And so this began the very first missionary journey of Paul.
这几个不同背景、不同种族的人，他们能不但在一起，而且能够一起来工作。
This core group that's made up of different ethnic groups and nationalities was able to gather together and form a strong bond.
他们聚集了每一个人，结果他们来完成了更多更大的事情。
Because they collected their powers together, so they were able to accomplish greater tasks.
那让我们来思考一下，为什么他们不但在一起，而且他们能够一起工作？
How is it that these people were able to not only gather together but be united in the work for the Lord?
今天我们蒙主耶稣的恩典，我们被他拣选。
Today.Likewise, we're by the grace of God chosen by the Lord.
因为这个救恩，所以我们在一起。
Because of this salvation, we are now chosen to be together.
当我们在查考的过程，我们信仰的过程里头，我们也发现了这道理的宝贵。
And during the course of our journey of faith, we also realize the preciousness of this faith.
因为这个真理，因为这个得救的福音，我们也立志。不离开教会。
Because of this gospel of truth, we have determined not to leave this church.
所以从这样来看，我们每一个人都是有在长进的。
And so it would seem that every one of us are growing together.
那我们不但要有长进，我们更希望我们这个团体是成功的。
Not only shall we grow spiritually, but we also need to be victorious.
如果我们也能够在一起工作。那么我们才算是成功的。
We are only considered victorious if we can also work together in unity.
这个 unity 合一，我想就是在一起工作的一个最重要的字眼。
So we can say unity is one of the most essential requirements of working together.
那我们就用这个英文字的每一个字母，我们来找出一个项目。
And so let's use the acronym of unity to understand the essentials of being unified.
如何能够在一起工作？
How can we be woven together to work together?
第一个，我们要能够互相有了解。
First thing is you, understanding. We need to understand one another.
无论是客观、主观，事实上我们都会有很多的这种差异。
We may have all our difference of opinions and differences in our perspectives.
那一个事实就是团结才会有力量。
But the fact is, unless we're unified, there will be no power.
所以在很多的时候里头，很多的时候，人们总是很努力的，甚至用强迫性的，要能够一致，要能够统一。
And so sometimes in order to collect everyone together, we might even force our way to make everyone conform.
所以我们就看到会有一些所谓特殊的文化或者传统。
So sometimes, in order to collect together, you can see certain customs or certain languages that is distinct to the group.
或者一些所谓的 traditional 传统。
Or traditions.
那甚至会用一些条规，这个规定。要把大家能够聚集在一起。
Besides tradition, sometimes the group would use rules and regulations in order to conform everyone together.
如果我们用人的层面来看这个旧约圣经，当时的犹太人的社会就是这个样子。
So from the perspective as humans of the Old Testament, it seems like that was the case.
他们有他们很独特的文化。
They have their own unique culture.
他们有他们很独特的传统。
They have their unique traditions and customs.
在他们的社会里头也有很多的条规。
And they also were filled with rules and regulations.
这个目的就是要让他们能够聚在一起而产生力量。
And this was so that they would be found strength among this unified group.
但是我们也看到事实是效果并不是很大。
But we can see that the effect was not very powerful.
尤其在今天的这个社会里头，用这种强制性的统一，这是不可能的一件，是不可能的。
Especially in a society today, having forced conformity causes rebellions.
有人说，一个人如果不懂得推销自己、表现自己，就没有办法在今天的社会生存。
For example, in the society today, we promote independence. So if a person cannot promote themselves or market themselves, then they're nothing.
所以我们发现，我们小孩子从开始进学校，他们所接受的教育就是如何来表现自己，如何来推销自己。
And so we find that the children who is educated here in the United States, from the time that they go into school, they're raised with the thought of independent thinking and how to market themselves.
那今天我们每一个人也常常是很努力的、很用心的在推销自己。
And so a lot of times we'll find ourselves unknowingly trying to market our own strength.
但是我们却很少去、很努力的要去了解别人。
But we lack the time and the attention to try to understand one another.
所以常常是各说各的。
And so each person will continue to discuss their own opinions.
那比如说在家庭里头，这父母亲并没有真正的去了解这个孩子他的志向。
So for example, within a family, a parent may lack the understanding of their children.
父母亲总是会不断的来告诉孩子什么是最好的，你应该怎么样。
The parents may continue to lecture their children on what is the way that is right.
那孩子也总是在表达着我想要怎么样。
And the child will continue to insist their own ways.
这孩子并没有去了解这个父母亲的爱，父母亲他们的用心。
And so the children fail to understand the heart of the parents.
所以常常不能够去感受到对方的需要，对方他很努力的在做怎样的计划。
And so children cannot understand the need of the parents or the diligence in the parents in trying to train them.
所以虽然很努力的在表达自己，但是呢，常常彼此之间还是有很多的这个裂痕、伤痕。
And so even though both sides work very hard to express their own opinions, each ends up that there is a lot of scars in their relationship.
在一个团体里头也是一样，大家都很会表现自己，但是呢，却没有去了解对方，所以没有办法一起工作得很好。
And so likewise, in a church group, we may have many people who try to champion their own ideas, but because they fail to understand one another, there are a lot of hurts and misunderstandings.
虽然表达得很好，但是常常还是有很多的误会而造成裂痕。
And so even though they may have communicated themselves clearly, there still is misunderstanding and hurtful relationships.
请看耶稣雅记22章。
Let's look at Joshua 22. At this time, the Israelites have entered into Canaan already.
他们也打胜了好多的胜战。
And they have already a string of victories.
所以他们也把这个土地都规划好、分好。
And so they have already divided the land according to the tribes.
那两个约旦河东边的两个支派半。 的这些勇士，他们也终于可以回到自己的家园。
And so the soldiers belonging to the two tribes to the east of Jordan River were able to now return to their tribes.
请看耶稣雅记二十二章第十节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 22, verse 10.
流便人、加德人和马拉西半支派的人，到了靠近约旦河一带迦南地，就在约旦河那里筑了一座坛，那坛看着高大。
Verse 10, when they came to Geliloth, near the Jordan in the land of Canaan, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an imposing altar there by the Jordan.
这些人回到他们的家园，他们第一件事情啊，就筑了一座很高大的坛。
And what was the first thing that they did after they came back from war was to build an altar.
十一节，以色列人听说流便人、加德人、马拉西半支派的人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛。
And when the Israelites heard that they had built an altar on the border of Canaan at Geliloth, near the Jordan on the Israelite side.
啊，这个消息很快的就传到约旦河的西边。
And the news of building this great altar was immediately communicated to the other side.
那这些人他们有怎样的反应呢
？And what was their immediate reaction?
十二节。
Verse 12.
全会众一听见，就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。
The whole assembly of Israel gathered at Shiloh to go to war against them.
他们才结束了战争。
They had just completed their wars.
他们现在又要发动战争。
And now they are about to begin a civil war.
过去是跟迦南人征战。
In the past, it was against the Canaanites.
这一次呢，如果真的打起来，这个是内战。
If they really commence battle, this time it will be a civil war.
就是因为听见了他们做了某一件事情。
And this was because they had heard the other side doing something, building the altar.
那十三节呢？他们还没有采取行动之前，他们先派一些人到约旦河东边去了解。
And so before any rash actions were taken,the west side sent some messengers over to the east side.
我们跳过来看三十三节。
Let's look at verse 33.
以色列人以这事为美，就称颂神，不再提上去攻打流便人、加得人，毁坏他们所住的地了。
Verse 33. They were glad to hear the report and praise God, and they talked no more about going to war against them.
经过了解之后，他们发现说，这是一件美好的事情。
After they understood each other, they felt that this was actually a very beautiful thing.
本来是一起这个跟敌人来作战的。
Originally, this issue was so complicated, they were about to have an eruption of civil war.
在那个误会当中，差一点点就打起来了。
They were at the edge, of blowing up.Just because of a misunderstanding.
本来是合一的，就因为误会，差一点点就要分裂。
And originally they're unified, and just because of a little misunderstanding, this unification was about to break.
所以我们要合一，很要紧的，我们要努力的去了解别人。
And so in order to become unified, we need to first, one, understand each other.
不但是家庭，也是教会都要这样子。
And this is not only in our family, but also at church.
第二个，这个恩就是不要自私。
And the second letter of unity is not to have selfishness.
这个自私是人的一个普遍性的软弱。
Selfishness is a common weakness among people.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 21.
别人都求自己的事，并不求主耶稣基督的事。
For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
不但今天的人很自私，保罗那个时代的人也很自私。
The people of our time are selfish, but also the people in the ancient time of Peter, of Paul is also selfish.
保罗这里说。别人都求自己的事。
Paul says here, everyone looks out for his own interest.
所以这个自私是一个人性的一个普遍的一个软弱。
And so selfishness is a common weakness among humans.
我们很不喜欢在那个很狭窄甚至不透气的这个 这个环境里头。
We all do not like to be in an environment that is suffocating and lacking ventilation.
但是我们的这种心态上啊，却常常把自己关在这种不透气的这个小空间里头。
But our mind could often be closed-minded and closing ourselves in a narrow heart, in a place where there is no ventilation or breath of air.
自私常常把自己关在一个很小的空间里头。
And selfishness will cause us to confine ourselves in a very small spot.
那一种很狭窄的不透气的空间呢，总是让人觉得很难过、很痛苦、很不舒服。
And this narrow confined space where you cannot breathe will make us not able to feel good. We often feel terrible.
当一个人把自己关在自私这一个空间里头。
And so when we close ourselves in a space of selfishness,
这个人的心态里头常常总是充满着很多的不满意，这个不平。
And so in the heart of this person, they'll often have a lot of complaints and discontentment.
这个自私常常让人把自己关在这个厌恨、仇恨里头。
And so selfishness will cause us to have a lot of anger and grudges against others.
自私让自己很痛苦，也常常让别人很痛苦。
So selfishness not only makes ourselves suffer, but also make others suffer as well.
保罗，这个扫罗王，他曾经就是一个自私的人。
And so we can see that King Saul was also a very selfish man.
他自己很痛苦，甚至有恶魔来扰乱他。
He suffered greatly. He even had evil spirit bother him, disturb him.
因为他的自私也让大卫很受苦。
Because of his selfishness, it also caused suffering on King David.
那因为他的自私也让跟随他的人很受苦。
And this selfishness also caused suffering upon the soldiers who were following King Saul.
这些军人跟随扫罗是要跟敌人征战，要保护自己的老百姓。
The soldiers were there in order to battle the enemies and to protect their king.
那现在呢，扫罗却带着他们要去追杀那个对国家有功劳的大卫。
But instead, these soldiers were following Saul to accomplish a personal vendetta against David, someone who has done great heroic deeds for Israel.
虽然军人就是服从命令。
So soldiers have to obey their superiors.
但是服从扫罗的这种命令啊，是很痛苦的。
But trying to obey the commands of someone like Saul is very disturbing.
所以难怪这个扫罗在跟非利士人征战，他失败了。
And so when Saul battled the Philistines, he lost.
因为自私，他没有办法编织成一张能够被神祝福的网。
Because he was selfish, he was unable to be woven into a net that could be blessed by the Lord.
那反过来看，大卫这个人呢，他就常常能够表现出这种不自私。
But in contrast, we can see David was a man who was very unselfish.
我们请看撒母耳记上三十章。
You can see it in 1 Samuel. Chapter 30.
三十章二十二节
Chapter 30 verse 22
跟随大卫人中的恶人和毁类说这些人既没有和我们同去我们所夺的财物不分给他们只将他们个人的妻子儿女给他们使他们带去就是了
Chapter 30 verse 22 But all the evil men and troublemakers among David's followers saidBecause they did not go out with us, we will not share with them the plunder we recovered. However, each man may take his wife and children and go.
有一次大卫从敌人那里得到了很多夺取了很多财物。
One time David looted his enemies and found a lot of plunder.
那一次的战争呢，大卫这边有两百个人，他们因为太疲惫了，他们没有参加这一场战争。
So during that battle, David had 200 men who were too exhausted to fight.
所以才会有一些人说，这两百个人他们其实没有功劳，所以他们不能够分所得来夺来的财物。
And so those other soldiers who did fight said these 200 men who did not battle had no credit, so they shouldn't have a share of the plunder.
说这样子的话的人呢、啊，是跟大卫一起出战，冒生命的危险的。
And these words came from people who actually risked their lives to go with David into battle.
但是在这里呀、啊，他们的言论呢、啊、是很自私的。
Yet their words were full of evilness and selfishness.
这一些人。如果从战争来看，他们可能是英雄。
So from the perspective of the battle, these men could be considered heroes.
但是因为他们的自私啊，在这里说他们是恶人，是鬼类。
Because of their selfishness, however, in the Bible is recorded them as evil men and troublemakers.
所以虽然他们更有功劳，但是大卫没有采纳他们的建议。
So regardless of their acts of honor, David did not follow their work.
大卫说，夺来的财物要大家平分。
David said, "We shall share the plunder among everyone."
虽然他们没有出去征战，但是他们也有他们的功劳。
Those that stay with the supplies are just the same awards as those who went out to battle.
过去他们也为大家征战过。
Because in the past they also labored and battled.
将来他们也会继续的跟大家一起作战。
And in the future, they shall join in the battle as well.
如果我们是那两百个人当中的一个
，If we are one of the 200 men there,
我们听了大卫这样的处理，我想我们的心里一定很感激，觉得很温暖。
Will we not feel warmness and gratefulness, if we were to hear words from David like this?
我们更愿意跟大卫一起来同心。
Will we not be even more willing to sacrifice ourselves and to be unified in heart with David?
所以自私只会让一个团体带来破裂破洞。
And so selfishness can only destroy and cause division.
甚至是那种难以弥补的破洞。
Into such a tear that the tear is irreparable.
第三个字母这个 I 啊，就是。在这个世界，但不属世界。
The third letter of unity, I, is
in the world, but not of.
In the world, but not of it.
因为我们所讲的呢，是教会这个属灵的团体。
So the group that we're referring to is our church group. It's a spiritual group.
主耶稣非常的看重我们。
Jesus, really values us.
主耶稣也知道我们的软弱在哪里。
Jesus knows our weaknesses.
所以在约翰福音十七章是主耶稣即将被抓之前为门徒的祷告。
And so we can see the recording of Jesus' prayer before he was captured, praying for his disciples.
那一个祷告的一个重点呢、啊，就是为了门徒的合一来祷告。
The most important aspect of his prayer was to pray for unity.Among the disciples.
那怎样在主耶稣的眼中是一个合一的团体呢
？So how is it that we can accomplish unity in the Lord's eyes?
这个团体是在这个世界，但是不属这个世界。
The first thing that they must have is that they're in the world, but they're not of it.
是的，我们很真实的生活在这个实在的世界里头。
Yes, though we live in this mundane world.
我们常常会想要说，这个是属灵的，那个是不属灵的。
So a lot of times we'll differentiate between the spiritual and secular matters.
其实很多的时候，生活的每一个层面，它并不需要有所谓的属灵不属灵这样的分别。
Actually, there is no need to separate and distinguish between matters, whether or not they're worldly or spiritual.
我们的原则就是凡事。是为了荣耀神。
Because our main principle in guiding the way we work should always be for the glory of God.
无论在怎样的环境里头，我们努力的来过着一个成圣的生活。
No matter under any circumstances, we will live a victorious life.
我们请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's look at John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十八节。
John chapter 17, verse 18.
你怎样差我到世上，我也怎样差他们到世上。
As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
十九节，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
在这里主耶稣说，他为了我们来成圣。
So here it says that Jesus sanctified himself for our sakes.
在约翰福音里头也说到，主耶稣跟天父他们原是一。
So in the Bible it says that Jesus and the Father is one.
所以主耶稣希望门徒也能够合一。
And so Jesus hopes that the disciples would also become one.
主耶稣要门徒也能够过着这种分别为圣的生活。
And Jesus also wishes that these disciples can live a life that is truly sanctified.
所以十九节，主耶稣说：“我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣。”
And so Jesus says here, "I sanctify myself for their sake."
那什么是主耶稣的这个这种这个成圣呢
？What does it mean by sanctification by Jesus?
我们请看约翰福音第十章。
You can look at John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。十八节
John chapter 10 verse 18
十八节没有人夺我的命去是我自己舍的我有权柄舍了也有权柄取回来这是我从父所受的命令
No one takes it from me but I lay it down of my own accord I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again This command I receive from my father
这个就是主耶稣为我们来分别为圣
And this is how the Lord Jesus sanctified himself for us.
他为我们舍弃天上的这个荣耀的宝座，天上的尊贵。
He not only for our sakes laid down his glory in heaven above and his throne.
他将自己分别出来。
He sanctified himself, separated himself.
为了一个神圣的目的。
For a most noble purpose
就是来救赎人类来成全救恩
it is to fulfill the salvation and save the human race
所以今天我们要合一我们要每一个人都努力的也来过着这一种成圣的生活
and so today in order to be unified every one of us must strive to live a sanctified life
我们将自己从一个什么来分别出来，为了一个属神的神圣的目的。
So from what shall we separate ourselves so we can live for this more sanctified noble purpose?
这个从什么分别出来？这就是一个空格。我们每一个人可能都不太一样。
What is that blank? That blank is different for every one of us. What we need to be sanctified from?
主耶稣是从他那个荣耀尊贵的宝座分别出来。
Jesus sanctify himself because he separated himself from that glorious throne above.
想想看，我应该从什么活动或者时间里头分别出来
？For us, we need to consider from what type of activity or from what kind of time event that should we sanctify ourselves from.
我们每一个人都有不同的工作不同的这个不同的这个作息时间。
Each one of us may have our own daily responsibilities and different schedules.
但是我们想想看，我能够从哪一部分里头可以把它分别出来
？But we need to consider carefully in what ways we can sanctify ourselves.
我们来为了属神的一个什么事情，我们来奉献
？So what things can we do for the sake of God to lay things down?
我们将这个时间、这个空间把它分别出来。
If we sanctify and lay down this time or this space,
是为了来做什么哪一件神所喜悦的事情
？In order to accomplish some task that will please the Lord.
如果我们都能够这样来努力的话，我们就能够合一。
If we can all strive to do this, then we can become unified.
第四个字母就是 T， 那是真理。
And so the fourth letter of unify is T, truth.
请看约翰福音十八章三十八节。
Look at John chapter 18, verse 38.
18章38节。比拉多说真理是什么？说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说：“我查不出他有什么罪来。”
John 18:38. What is truth? Pilate asked. With this, he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him."
这个比拉多问了一个非常好的问题。
Pilate here asked a very good question.
真理是什么？
What is truth?
但是很可惜的，他并没有很努力的去找出来真理是什么。
Unfortunately, Pilate did not pursue for an answer to this question.
真理可以分成两方面。
Truth can be divided into two categories.
第一个就是写在圣经里头的这个真理。
It could be the truth that's written in the Bible.
第二个就是表现在神所创造的这个宇宙、这个万物里头的真理。
A second dimension could be the truth that is revealed in the magnificent creation of God.
对教会来讲，真理是合一的一个很重要的条件。
And truth in a church is a critical factor in uniting everyone's hearts.
这是一个很重要的一个基础跟目标。
Because it is our common ground, our foundation of belief.
我们在真理上面来合一。
We become one in truth.
有一些科学家，他们能够在一起努力的来工作。
And some scientists can gather together to work together to pursue the truth.
因为他们有一个共同的目标，他们要突破某一些事情。
Because they have a common goal and they seek to overcome their challenges together.
一个公司的员工，他们为了这个利润的获得。在这个基础上，他们能够一起来工作。
Likewise, an employee group may, for the sake of profit sharing, work diligently as a unified group to accomplish their task.
那教会这个团体呢？我们是在真理这个基础上面，我们来合，才能够合一。
So the common ground for us as church members is truth.
真理才能够让我们真的很自由的一起来工作。
And truth is the only thing that allows us to freely work together.
真理让我们看见真正的价值，真正的目的。
And so truth will enable us to see the true value, and true goal in our lives.
再来最后，我们要都很渴慕的，很渴望能够合一。
And then lastly, the why of the unity is to yearn for harmony.
能够大家很和谐的在一起。来生活，来工作。
That everyone can yearn to work together, live together in harmony.
当你有一个很强烈的渴望的时候，你就能够对自己有所要求。
If you have a strong desire, then you could make yourself to pursue this goal.
如果我们都很渴望能够很和谐，那我们常常可以有所让步。
If everyone yearns for this harmony, then everyone will learn to sacrifice themselves.
那如何能够有这个渴慕的心呢？
So how can we have this strong yearning?
我们来体会主耶稣的心。
Let's understand and have the heart of Christ.
请看约翰福音17章第9节。
Let's look at John chapter 17, verse 9.
第9节，我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你们，为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为他们本是你的。
17:9.I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours.
主耶稣的爱啊，是给所有的人的。
So even though Jesus' love is cast out to everyone in the world,
但是在这里却很特别的，主耶稣说：“我不为他们祈求，我只为你们祈求。”
Yet over here in this particular verse, it's saying that Jesus is only praying for us, not for the people of the world.
是什么事情让主耶稣让我们感觉他？他有一点偏心。
So in what way can we see that maybe Jesus is favoring us over others?
十一节告诉我们，就是为了门徒他们的合而为一。
And this is verse 11 reveals that it is for the sake of unity that he prays this way.
主耶稣是这么的看重门徒的合一。
And so Jesus really values unity.
哦，他甚至说，我只为你们，为你们来祷告，不为他们祷告。
He values it so much that he would tell the disciples in this prayer that he is only praying for them, not for others in the world.
啊，再请看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Verse 20, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
啊，主耶稣即将被钉十字架。
We know that Jesus was about to be crucified.
在人来看呢，他或许是一个最失败的人。
In a perspective of other humans, they may be thinking that he is a failure.
一个这么努力的人，最后是死在十字架上。
For someone who has worked so hard, yet he is an utter failure on the cross.
但是主耶稣很有自信。
But Jesus was very confident of himself.
他知道以后会有很多的人来相信他。
He knew that later on there will be many who will believe in his name.
啊，虽然现在这些门徒是很胆怯的。
And though these disciples now may appear to be cowardly.
啊，但是主耶稣知道将来会有很多人因为他们的信息而来得着救恩。
But he knows that many in the future will believe because of their message.
啊，这里主耶稣也为那些将来才跟随他的人来做祷告。
And so Jesus also prayed for the followers and believers of the future.
为他们祷告什么？
And what did he pray for?
二十一节。
Verse 21.
使他们都合为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
Verse 21, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you.
哦，为他们的合一来祷告。
He prayed for their oneness.
哦，看主耶稣的这一种心，我们真的要渴慕，就这个和睦和谐。
If we see the heart of Christ, we need to pursue oneness, just as Jesus did.
啊，照着圣经给我们的勉励，我们要尽力的、努力的来跟众人和睦相处。
In accordance with the encouragement from the Bible, we must strive hard to maintain harmony and unity among our people.
啊，照着主耶稣的原谅来原谅别人。
In accordance with the mercy and forgiveness of Christ, we will display mercy and forgiveness on others.
照着主耶稣给我们的机会，也给别人一个机会。
As Jesus had given us opportunities to repent, we will also give opportunities to others.
啊，照主耶稣给我们的包容，我们来包容别人。
As Jesus forbear with us and tolerated us, we should also forbear and tolerate others.
在雅各书里头说，这个是从上头来的智慧。
And so James calls this the wisdom from above.
这个是主耶稣已经为我们祷告的。
And this is something that Jesus has already prayed for us.
主耶稣也正在为我们祷告。
And Jesus is still praying on our behalf today.
所以我们要渴慕着这种合一和睦。
And so we must seek this oneness in Christ.
主耶稣说有的还要加给他们。
And Jesus said those who have more will be added onto them.
如果我们有以上所说的这五个项目，主耶稣他应许我们还要加给我们。
So if we have the characteristics of all five letters of this unity word, then I'm sure God will bless us even more.
真的照我们常常所说的，聚集每一个人而来完成更多更大的事情。
So as we encourage one another to maintain our unity and to fight the good battle.
一起唱诗414首。
Sing hymn 414.